Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we are here on September 19th, 2017, just a couple of days before the International Day of Peace. And this is very important. We want to talk about today, the International Day of Peace. That is always on September 21st every year, and this was started by the United Nations back in, I want to say 1980. I would have to look that up. But as always, I open the show with a quote, and then we have a wonderful Peace Brain meditation at the end, so please stay tuned to the entire show. So today, as I said, we're talking about the International Day of Peace, but let's start with our quote about sort of a way that humanity can start looking at peace from a new perspective. There's a quote from the Universal House of Justice, and this is through the Baha'i Faith. It says, "The forces of materialism promote a quite contrary line of thinking, that happiness comes from constant acquisition, that worry for the environment is for another day. These seductive messages fuel an increasingly entrenched sense of personal entitlement, which uses the language of justice and rights to disguise self-interest." It goes on to say, "Humanity's collective life suffers when any one group thinks of its own well-being in isolation from that of its neighbors, or pursues economic gain without regard for how the natural environment is affected. The teachings of the faith leave no room for doubt that there is an inherent moral dimension to the generation, distribution, and utilization of wealth and resources." So let's think about this for a moment. We're talking about the environment, we're talking about distribution of wealth and resources, and generation of it, utilization of it, that we can't have just a materialistic society. We need to put moralism into this. We need to put spirituality back into it. I like to talk about spiritual economics, if you will, but that's for another show. So it is, I am an environmentalist, I am a biologist, and I know that Mother Nature supports all of us around the globe, and not just human beings, but obviously all life and our resources. And this needs to be considered. It is part of the equation when it comes to the economics of what we're doing with our planet and how we are feeding ourselves and how we are developing our societies, how we are moving forward in not only one nation, but all nations around the globe. So today, I want to highlight that the United Nations has created a day of peace where all peoples around the world can stop and really start to think about peace and what that means, and to not only stop the wars or the fighting that is going on, but to actually create and do something positive to highlight that peace is possible, that peace can actually happen. So we'll look at that. There are these amazing events happening on September 21st that I want to bring to your attention. And I want to bring the Mother Nature back into this as well, because it's so important that we realize we are part of this greater whole, and we can't just be self-entitled. We can't have that personal entitlement or that self-interest and not think about our community, or the actual city we live in, the actual place that we come from, where we are using our resources, we are creating trash, we are using our water, and hopefully, and of course the gas and fuel, and hopefully using sunlight as well as the gas and the other kinds of oil-based fuels. So many, many things to think about the way we live our lives in these urban cities, particularly in these urban collectives. So take a breath. Let's talk about the International Day of Peace for a moment. So this started, as I said, I believe back in 1980. I will have to research that in a minute. But really, it was started to bring people together around the planet. And in fact, on the 21st of September, which is this coming Thursday, there is always a minute of silence at 12 noon on all time zones. So what this does, it creates what they're calling a peace wave. When you have a minute of silence at 12 noon, it results in this peace wave around the world, where individuals, organizations, communities, and nations are invited to participate in this practical act of peace building. The other thing you may have seen, and we'll talk about this a little bit longer too, is something called the quote, "May peace prevail on earth." There is a wonderful organization called the World Peace Prayer Society, and you can go to worldpeace.org, and we will talk about them a little bit later as well. Have a song for you at the end by James Twyman about "May Peace Prevail on Earth." But the World Peace Prayer Society at worldpeace.org has put together these wonderful activities, something called Peace Pals International, and also the Peace Pole Project, so that you can actually create a peace pole or purchase one from them, and you can create a place of peace. You can make your own place that designates "May Peace Prevail on Earth" to your community, to your organization, to your neighbors, to yourself. So, for example, we have a labyrinth out in front of our house, and that's a whole story into itself. But we came back one year from a labyrinth conference in England at Glastonbury and decided, my husband and I, that we would create a labyrinth, which is a walking meditation garden, in our front yard. And we had a lot of trees. We couldn't grow grass. You know, it was kind of shaded. And so we said, okay, we'll put in a labyrinth, a seven-circuit labyrinth, which is basically these seven circles. But they're connected so that when you walk, you start at one particular spot on the third circle, and you walk the various circles. They're connected. And then you get to the center. And so this is a classical labyrinth that's been around this pattern for over 5,000 years. And in the islands of Crete, labyrinths are something that has been around all over the globe. Many, many societies have had labyrinths and put in these walking meditation gardens, these prayers, if you will, to the earth, to Father Sky, to fishermen in Norway, for example, would draw them out on the beach with stones and walk them before they would go out on their boats to get their catch for the day or the week or the month and brave the storms. And they would pray, of course, for not only a good catch, but to come back safely. So you can create them anywhere you choose. We've created it in our yard, as I said, and it has stepping stones and little stones that have created the lines of the circuits so that you can walk it. And in the middle is this wonderful gazebo, and it is the center where you go in to pray or connect to Source. And it has these beautiful chimes that hang there in the middle of the gazebo that you can chime and have that beautiful vibration, music of the spheres. So in the garden part of the labyrinth, we have planted a peace pole. And this came from the World Peace Prayer Society and their Peace Pole Project. And it says, "May peace prevail on earth," in four different languages. And we decided, because we live in Atlanta, Georgia, and this was originally Cherokee Nation territory, that we would have Cherokee as one of the languages on the pole, and say, "May peace prevail on earth," in Cherokee. And you can choose whatever languages you wish. So we chose Cherokee, we chose English, of course, and we chose Spanish, because I come from Texas. There's a lot of Spanish influence from that area of the country. And of course, here, even in Georgia, there is as well. And then I chose Chinese because China is a very important country around the world. It is dictating a lot of our economics and our societal creations as a global society. And so it's important to be aware of China and our brothers and sisters over in China. So I wish may peace prevail on earth in China as well, and certainly in Chinese, as just a dedication to them. So there's these four languages on the pole, and it embraces this labyrinth. So when you go into the labyrinth, it is about a walking meditation. It's about saying to yourself and your creator, how can I be of service to the world? How may I create peace in the world? And walking the labyrinth, perhaps shedding all of the limitations and the thoughts of, gee, I don't have peace. How can I help create peace? How can I make my life better and my community better? But arriving at the center of the labyrinth and receiving the download of inspiration into your brain, into your heart, into your body, into your soul, and really embodying that inspiration. And then as you walk back out of the labyrinth, as one does when one walks this garden or any labyrinth, that you embody that information, you become that information and that new inspiration within you. So as one enters our labyrinth garden and walks, one sees the pole, may peace prevail on earth. And so that sets the tone, if you will, for walking that garden, for taking those steps and really having a significant experience. And we've had people from all over the neighborhood come. We have people from all over come because our labyrinth is actually listed online. There's a labyrinth locator. You too can find the labyrinths in your area. If you go to labyrinthsociety.org, you can find, they have on there, the labyrinth locator. And you can just type in your city or any city around the world, and voila, you know, there are listed all of the people that have taken the time to put their labyrinths online, and you can see whether they're public or private or what their opening times are, and you too can walk a labyrinth. So, take a breath. Yes, labyrinth walking. I certainly encourage it as an exercise, perhaps, you might want to do on the 21st of September to honor the International Day of Peace. You too can find a labyrinth, or perhaps find a peace pole in your town as well. Now, I don't know of a website that lists all the peace poles in the world, but we are starting to do that. I know the World Peace Prayer Society at worldpeace.org is beginning to start to create a map and list all the peace poles that they know. They do know. There's over 200,000 peace poles planted around the earth. So, wow, that's a lot. You know, there must be one near you somewhere. But we also have the website worldpeacetrails.com because we're creating these peace trails. If you have several areas of peace, several places of peace, they'd either have a peace pole or peace garden or a peace project or a peace statue, for example, in place, then they can be qualified to be put on the World Peace Trails map. And if you go to worldpeacetrails.com, we started to add some in of people that, organizations that we've worked with, my company, Tourism for Peace, and others have worked with. And we've also put in the Atlanta Peace Trails. So Atlanta Peace Trails is something that the city of Atlanta decided to do back in 2007, 10 years ago. Myself and another woman, Andrea K. Smith, and then Carla Smith from the city council of Atlanta decided to create a listing of all the different places that were considered peace places in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. And we created a booklet and a website and listed 39 places to start that either had a peace pole of May Peace Prevail on Earth, or had a peace garden or a peace statue, or perhaps a children's peace program as well. So these you can go to AtlantaPeaceTrails.com and find out more about that. You can also look on the World Peace Trails map and WorldPeaceTrails.com map and find those listings as well. So they're broken up between schools and cities, zoos and aquariums, private residences, community, in other words, outreach, different categories like that, that you can say, well, let me see where all the schools are that have a peace pole, for example. So I think we've talked about this on another radio show, but the interesting thing here in Atlanta, the Rotary International decided to fund putting a peace pole with May Peace Prevail on Earth on it at every school in the city of Sandy Springs, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia. And so they have put down, I think, over 15 or 20 peace poles, or maybe more now. That's pretty amazing. So your school, for example, could decide to put in a peace pole and commemorate it on the International Day of Peace on September 21st, or, of course, at any time in the year, but certainly on the 21st every year, the children from the school can come out and do a ceremony around the peace pole and perhaps even create peace classes and peace projects and peace art, peace drama, peace presentations around that peace pole at their school. So this is something I encourage you to do, to think about, perhaps have a conversation with your organization or your school this coming Thursday, and at least sit at 12 noon for that minute of silence at your particular time zone, and bring in peace to your community and to the world. So check out worldpeace.org and their Peace Pole Project, and you can find that you could either purchase a pole, or you could make one yourself. You know, we've gone to the store, to Lowe's or something, or Home Depot, and bought vinyl fence posts and actually put decals and painted them and drawn art and quotes. And there's a wonderful, another organization called Poles for Peace and Justice, polesforpeaceandjustice.org. And you can go to their website and find out that they do workshops. And they actually train communities and schools, etc., to create their own peace pole around a specific topic. For example, perhaps your school or your organization wants to highlight a particular humanitarian topic. For example, elimination of prejudice. And so the pole could be about elimination of prejudice, all different quotes about it, talking about uniting the human race, uniting the different aspects of our society. It could talk about, it could have pictures and beautiful art on it as well, and handprints from various different ethnicities. And so it could highlight that particular topic, and then it could stand at your school, or it could go kind of on tour, if you will, which is what the Poles for Peace and Justice group has done. They've actually created many different poles, each with different topics, and they've put them on tour. They've taken them around the United States and had talks and workshops and used them as examples of how we can create a better world that is at peace. So many, many things that can be done. Okay, so take a breath. Let's talk about, I'm on the International Day of Peace website, which, by the way, is internationaldayofpeace.org. Makes sense, right? And it's part of the United Nations, as we said. It's called the Peace Day. So let's talk about the Peace Day. There are so many things that you can do. And of course, the hashtag for it is hashtag Peace Day. So start hashtagging in your posts this next few days. There is, of course, this universal statement, may peace prevail on earth, which comes from all these peace poles we've talked about. And I'm just going to read you off a few things that are happening here. For example, Global Feast for Peace, which is about gathering people together with food in the spirit of peace. And this is talking about interfaith or intercultural dialogue. So you can find out more at Global Feast for Peace. There's also Roots and Shoots. Roots and Shoots was a group that is celebrated around the world and was started by Dr. Jane Goodall, the primatologist who studied chimpanzees. And she is a United Nations Messenger of Peace since 2002. And she started something called Roots and Shoots, which is kind of a membership club, if you will, for children to talk about how the young children can work with the natural environment. And just like learning how to work in the soil and grow your seed with roots and new shoots into new life and new beginnings for food crops and for forest regeneration and all these different projects, that young people are the same, that we need to help create good soil for them to grow and put down their, plant their roots and to grow tall with their shoots as citizens and leaders of peace around the planet. So check out Roots and Shoots. Again, I think it's .org, from Dr. Jane Goodall. And they always have things happening on the 21st of September on Peace Day. There's also 11 Days for Global Unity. And this aims to strengthen the ideals of unity and equality, diversity and oneness, harmony and compassion, and above all, advancing the culture of peace. There's a Compassion Games International, which offers fun and creative ways to ignite and catalyze compassionate action in communities around the world using games. So, you know, you can choose to create something with sports, for example, or I know there's another one down here that says One Day, One Goal. One Day, One Goal. And that's a campaign to using the power of sport to bring people together. So you can, this isn't just about, doing a community service or doing an art project or something like that. It is also about maybe going out and fun and burning off some energy, doing something like a sport. There's also a Be the Peace, which is a meditation online that is from September 19th, which starts today through the 21st. Be the Peace, and it's a synchronized meditation. So you can join that today and go through the International Day of Peace. There's something that really is near and dear to my heart. I love this. It's called the Peace Crane Project, C-R-A-N-E, Crane. And what it does is you create and share the peace cranes with people in different parts of the world. Now, a peace crane, I don't know if you've done origami, or you've taken pieces of paper, in other words, and folded them, so they actually make a crane, you know, this bird, this bird that is a very large bird and lives in watery areas, eats fish, but the cranes are a symbol of peace, and they have been created and folded by the thousands, by the millions around the world, and used as a way to symbolize peace, as a way to then make them and give them to other people, and it's a tangible object of peace. So if you check out the Peace Crane Project, you can find out more about that, and really maybe perhaps get some paper, some colored paper, and fold your own cranes and hand them out to your neighbors. Hand them out at your church. Hand them out at work on International Peace Day. So that would be fun to do on the 21st. All right. So some other, if you go to internationaldayofpeace.org, they have an amazing event map. And if you go to the event map, I just want to read some of these off. They've actually got 480 of them listed. And I'm sure that's not all of them happening around the world. But just here in the United States, they have them divided up in categories between meditation, music, march, like, you know, you're doing parades or marching, and multiple activities. So this is a great little map. We'll just hit one in my area. This is from Birmingham, Alabama. There's dance, food, music, and art activities. Our plan is to cook ethnic food and perhaps have a few performances. So far, we have students from 15 different countries willing to cook. We will wear our national costumes, play music from different countries, and make an origami peace tree. Gee, that sounds like fun. So that's happening on September 21st at 11:30 in Birmingham, Alabama. And they have an address here. So you can click on this map. We'll just look at a few others here. Let's see, this one's happening in Key West. Oh, I hope they are doing well, so they're still online to have this. This is a Montessori school, Peace Day Walk, and the Children's School and May Sands Montessori School unite at Bayview Park. We will recite Gandhi's Prayer for Peace and sing Light a Candle for Peace and share peace offerings with one another. Many prayers to Key West, because I know they had this devastating hurricane just a few days ago, just last week, and hope they're able to have that peace walk. So if we look at some other places in the United States, in Little Rock, Arkansas, for example, it says, the power of peace. McDermott Elementary students will learn about the International Day of Peace. We will pledge to solve our conflicts peacefully. And then we will all come together on the basketball court and work together to create a peace symbol. Oh, how fun. That sounds interesting. So they're going to be creating the peace symbol on the basketball court. You know, that's happening at 1:30 in the afternoon on the 21st in Little Rock, Arkansas at McDermott Elementary School. So all of you there, go to that. I'm wondering if they'll leave it on the basketball court. Wouldn't that be interesting to leave that peace symbol there so that every time the kids are playing basketball, they're playing a game, that they can think about peace. They can think about helping their opponents, if you will. Not helping their opponents, but being respectful of their opponents, even though they're in a competitive sport, that you're actually having a sport in a peaceful way. That would be very interesting. So let's look at some more here in the United States. In Phoenix, Arizona, they're having a Phoenix Day of Peace. This is happening in the evening at 7 on the 21st. The Concert for a New Humanity will feature music, conscious breathing, storytelling, and drumming to celebrate each other, our diversity, and our willingness to help each other no matter where you come from. That sounds beautiful. A concert for new humanity. So stop and think about that for a moment. New humanity. What does that mean? To me, that means back to that quote that we talked about at the beginning, where we don't have such a materialistic viewpoint, that we know that there's so much more to materialism and to really bringing forth that respect and dignity for not only each other, but for the earth as well. That we are not believing that constant acquisition is where we get happiness. That we actually can have the natural environment in mind and social justice in mind of our neighbors. And that we pursue really our economic way of life and our societal way of life, getting to know our brothers and sisters, getting to honor what they need as well as what I need and my family needs, that would be an interesting world. And I know that's already happening around the planet. I know that that is actually occurring in many, many places around the world. We just don't hear about it on the news. So take a breath and think, how are your neighbors getting together? How are you actually maybe developing a new humanity? Or how could you do that at work? So what would that look like in your place of work, for example? Well, it might look like maybe the virtues of kindness, just being kind to your coworker, saying something nice and not necessarily complaining or being pissed off every time you talk to someone, that you can actually step back, take a breath, and say something kind, like thank you for doing this particular project. Thank you for answering the phones for me while I was on break or at lunch. Thank you for this or that. Being in gratitude, really. It's not just about kindness, but also in gratitude. That's a huge, huge emotion and shifter of energies, is gratitude. I think definitely our new humanity would have that. And I like what they say here about storytelling and drumming. You know, think about the different ethnicities that you may encounter and where what their stories are, what not only the folk tales, but the actual real life tales of people are in the different communities around the world. What is your fellow colleague experiencing? I know that one of my friends, oh my goodness, this takes me back, but also I'll share a little bit about her. A friend of mine comes from Iran and is of the Baha'i faith, and she and her family were persecuted in the revolution that happened, oh, please forgive me, I hope I get this date right, 1979, 1980. Again, I apologize if that wasn't exactly the date, but it was around then that the country was taken over and made into an Islamic state, and the Baha'is were persecuted and actually hunted down and killed. And so many, many people had to flee the country. And so she is a refugee. Her came over as a young, young girl and her family. They actually came to Canada and then they moved to the United States. But the point I want to make here is that they were wealthy. They were inspiring members of society over in Iran, and they had skills and great vocations and means of making a living. But when they had to leave, they left with nothing. They had to leave in the middle of the night and escape, and really brought just what was on their backs and a couple of things with them, so that life had to start over. And imagine going to another country where you don't know the language, where you have a sense of purpose and of yourself and who you are from the life you had in the past, but now you're just a stranger and you're starting over. And she and her aunt opened up and she helped out a cupcake bakery, and they did really well because they knew how to bake really well. And so that was a great way to get to know the community and to start a new life. They since have really become amazing entrepreneurs and are quite well off, and really are contributing to giving back to the local communities and helping some areas here in the south part of the United States that are really needing upliftment, and they are providing funds to help to create a new communities that help those in need. So giving back to those people who were like themselves when they came across as refugees, but not just refugees, U.S. citizens who have been here and need a helping hand. So it's been this beautiful story of creating a new humanity where really service is the mindset and service is the goal. And this is something I think that the International Day of Peace really brings to the forefront, is it's not just about acknowledging our differences and getting to know each other, and that certainly is a huge, huge part of creating world peace, of honoring this Peace Day that you can create with your community or your children, your home, your family, your coworkers. But it's also about thinking about service. How can I serve? What can I do with my talents to move forward and help create peace? So, you know, it was a small token, but when my husband and I created that labyrinth in our front yard, we of course did it because we like labyrinths. We like the meditation garden. But truthfully, it was for the community. It was not just for us. It's in our front yard, and it's open 24/7. So anyone can come. And people have come, as I said, from all over. They've actually looked us up online at that labyrinth locator. And when people are coming, like from Michigan or New York or even another country, and they're here in the United States, I've gotten phone calls saying, can we come walk your labyrinth? And I'm like, yes, of course. It's in the front yard. It's open 24/7. We've had people walk it at midnight. We've had church groups come. We've had children's classes. We've had wedding celebrations. We've had just general neighborhood people coming and taking time off at lunch to walk the meditation garden and center themselves. So it's a community service. And it's just a little thing that we can give back to the community. So think about how you might be able to create peace. Perhaps in your front yard. Perhaps in your home. We've talked about workplace a little bit and the virtues of kindness and gratitude. But think about what can you do, perhaps this Thursday, to bring peace awareness, if you will, to your area and your thoughts. Let me look here on the map. I'm going back to the International Day of Peace events, International Peace Day events. Let me see if I can get out of the United States and go over here to Europe. So what's happening in Europe? Well, this is in the UK, in West Sussex, the Holy Cross Community Center, in the evening of the September 21st, is having International IKI, Peace Week. That's AIKI, Peace Week. Allows members of the Aikido community to take part in the global celebration of peace and to offer Morihei Ueshiba's remarkable vision to the wider world. Okay, I am unfamiliar with that, so I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly, but it says this gives the Arun Aikido Club a unique opportunity to increase public awareness of Aikido as a joyful practice of harmony, compassion, and nonviolence. That sounds beautiful. So Aikido is spelled AIKIDO, and you can look that up and see what you might find in your area from Aikido. So let's go back to Europe. This is happening in Bern, Switzerland. And there's a feast for peace. This is a communal feast for peace. We'll have live peace singing from Shirley Grimes of the One River Voices and a meditation for peace in Syria at the Harmonious Dragon Tai Chi School and Taoist Center, the Feng Lu Taoist and the Zen Peacemakers. So they're getting together, obviously, the Taoist and the Zen peacemakers with the Tai Chi school to have this feast for peace. So who might you partner up in your community? I know it's only 2 days away, but this might be an opportunity for you to call your neighbor, to call your organization, to call your local, interfaith community partners and say, what are you doing? What can we do together? That would be interesting. Let me look here again on the events calendar. This is happening in Lebanon, Beirut, Lebanon. This is about peace pioneers. And it says, since 1996, Search for Common Ground has worked in Lebanon to address conflicts arising within Lebanon's diverse society. Tensions resulting from the increasing influx of refugees, security sector reform, as well as women's social economic empowerment to build sustainable peace, through three major avenues: dialogue, media, and community. One of the search's ongoing projects in Lebanon is Peace Pioneers. The main goal of Peace Pioneers is to stimulate private sector engagement in peace building in Lebanon through 1. Increasing understanding for key stakeholders on how the private sector in Lebanon can contribute to peace building, and 2. Strengthen working relationships between private sector and civil society organizations in Lebanon to create synergies around shared values. It says, through this, in partnership with the UN Global Compact Network, Lebanon Peace Pioneers aims to achieve sustainable development goals, the SDE goals that we had talked about. They're talking about SDE goal number 16, which promotes peaceful and inclusive societies. This, in turn, incentivizes the private sector to be socially responsible and further adopt shared value and triple bottom line business models. Peace Pioneers will launch on September 19th, that's today, during the International Week for Peace, as the first activity of its kind taking place in Lebanon. Business and civil organizers, society organizers, will share their knowledge and expertise on peace building. Building on that, they will create joint initiatives aimed at advancing and cementing peace in the country. So that actually started today on the 19th at 9 a.m. in Beirut, Lebanon. Peace Pioneers. Wow. Take a breath. So much is happening around the globe. I want to do one more. I want to go to Africa. And let's see what's happening here. If I can click on. This is in Cameroon. Oh, nice. This is Sports for Peace in Cameroon. This event will bring together young people around sports activities to discuss issues relating to peace building in Cameroon. And how about one more? This one is in, there are so many little marks on the map. This is in Zimbabwe, and it's a citywide prayer in Bulawayo province, in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, and citywide prayer for nonviolence. So there you go. You can start your own actual activity for this day of peace. I certainly encourage you to do this and encourage you to put out a sign, maybe make the cranes as we talked about before, or little cards to give out to your neighbors or your colleagues that says, "May peace prevail on earth." And you can write it in various languages if you choose. If you're multilingual, go for it or want to look it up. May peace prevail on earth. So there are many, many things you can do, and I highly suggest that you embrace this beautiful Peace Day, hashtag Peace Day, that's happening in 2 days. And with that, I want to actually play a little song here by James Twyman. It's just a few minutes, and it's how he set "May peace prevail on earth," that phrase, to music. And I'll go ahead and just play it. This is actually a video that is on worldpeace.org on their homepage, on the World Peace Prayer Society's homepage. And there's more that he says about this, but it's also on YouTube. But here, let's just play this and see. Listen to the song, and then we'll end with a peace brain meditation.
So immediately I heard that prayer. I picked up my guitar, in this case my ukulele, and I wanted to sing that prayer. So this is what came to me in that instant. The moment's now, the moment's clear, the last shall be the first, for morning's come, and the sky's clear, may peace prevail on earth.
we have foreseen the path for which we thirst, but now we claim what was our goal. May peace prevail on earth, a world of peace we now claim, and all the world will light this flame. May peace prevail on earth, now and always prevail on earth, in each one of us. Shadows long, we have undone the curse, for morning's come and the sky is clear. May peace prevail on earth. A child was born and saw the land, a home she knew. Is that child, may peace prevail on earth, a world of love we now claim, and all the world will light this flame. May peace
Okay, he's saying, may peace prevail on earth. Wonderful. Ah, so take a breath. That was really wonderful. And let's go into our peace brain meditation. Ah, ground yourself, as we normally talk about. Give yourself a grounding cord. And that is this beautiful energetic connection between your body and the center of Mother Earth. And I like to envision a beam of light coming from the base of my spine, going all the way down to the center of the planet. Or maybe it can be a waterfall or a tree trunk or a monkey's tail, whatever works for you. And ground yourself into Mother Earth, really anchor yourself into her. It's very important to know that you are connected to Mother Earth, and always are connected to Mother Earth. And take a breath. And now envision what it would look like, what it does look like when there's peace on Earth. There are so many people creating peace. We don't hear about it. We don't investigate it. We haven't honored it. And yet, I encourage you to visualize how not only your workplace, people can be kind to each other and be in gratitude, but also how you can do things with your neighbors and your family that are prayers or art projects or simply silent times like tomorrow, like the 21st, that 1 minute of silence at noon. Just these times when that bring people together, when children can play together, all different ethnicities and diversities, all different languages can come together with one central symbol, may peace prevail on earth. Breathe the word peace into your soul and notice what it feels like to your body. Notice how you can relax, how you can take a moment and breathe easily, calmly, with deep breaths. You can watch the world go by, not be affected by it. You can sit on a rock at the edge of a highway of cars that represent your thoughts and emotions rushing by, and sit quietly and calmly and still and observe and be happy and allow all of that daily rushing, all of those thoughts and emotions to just pass you by. You can notice them, but you do not need to jump into them and partake of them and get wrapped up with them. You can sit quietly on that rock and feel the peace in your soul. Notice, and notice when you get quiet that the beauty of peace blossoms within you. And this allows you to then walk out into the world amidst those emotions and thoughts, but in a peaceful manner, so that you actually influence those around you and you encourage them to find their peace inside as well, just by matching you. As you walk in your family or your home or your place of business or even the grocery store, when you walk in peace, those around you stop and slow down as well. They can take a breath. They don't have to be anxious. It is, of course, their choice. But you are the model. You are modeling. And you are tooting your horn to make sure that all know that peace is possible. You are a light. You are a guide for creating a peaceful society just by creating peace within yourself. So empty your mind of those emotions and thoughts and find that vision, that beautiful place of creating the community gathering, the dinner party, the gathering with friends that is uplifting and happy and has good food and music and great conversation and happiness among all, that it actually brings forth the joy and the light that all people can bring to each other and be within themselves. So take a breath and smile. And know that with that smile, that happiness, you are beginning to create the peace on earth that honors all, that honors Mother Nature and the natural environment that we are all affected by and that we are all in relationship with. So I invite you to do this every day. Have a meditation of peace. Take a few moments to feel the peace within yourself, but particularly on September 21st, the Peace Day, join the world to creating peace, to being in the vibration of peace at noon, wherever your time zone is, and create this beautiful peace wave around the planet. So take a breath, bring yourself back to your chair, your room, wherever you are. Bring yourself back to your daily life. But bring yourself back with more peace, more serenity, more certainty that yes, peace can happen. In fact, it cannot only happen, it is happening all over the planet. And again, I encourage you to go to internationaldayofpeace.org and look at their event map and just see how many hundreds of different events are listed, from poetry readings to sports to prayers to feasts to honoring different cultures and ethnicities and foods, just to getting to know our fellow human beings and the Mother Earth that we all exist on. So I'll leave you with, may peace prevail on Earth, and have a happy International Peace Day in a couple of days. Or whenever you're listening to this, you can certainly create it in your mind and in your actions today and every day going forward. Many, many blessings. Peace on Earth. And if you want to connect with me, Dr. Gail Lash, go to tourismforpeace.com, or you can check out worldpeacetrails.com and look at some places of peace you can visit around the planet. And so now I invite you to go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. May peace prevail on Earth. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Akashic Records readings, her peace plans for your business or organization, and her recently published book, Opt for Peace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 1 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern to the Peace Brain Show for your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.